Scotius. 98.1 KZE's up and running morning show. The good doctor, Dr. John, joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Tom O'Connor of the Nolanauts. They're going to be performing at Hardiman Orchard's Music in the Barn in Red Hook this Saturday. It's a 7 o'clock show. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How's things in the Jive Hive?
I'm looking at all kinds of gear and Nolanauts paraphernalia and thinking about how much fun it's going to be to pack it up into our truck and get it down to Hardiman's.
Well, we love that. Yeah, that's all the hard work, and playing is what it's called, playing. So we look forward to you coming and playing at Hardiman Orchards. How big is this band, the Nolanauts?
The Nolanauts range anywhere from an 8 to 10 piece band.
Wow.
And it's we have horns, we have guitars, keyboards, we have drummers, percussionists, bassist. It's a full out New Orleans party wherever we go.
It sounds like it. It must be a little challenging collecting all these cats to play.
You know, the music draws them to it. It's not like we have to, you know, play, covers or something of Happy Birthday or something like that. It's fun music.
Well, you play Crescent City Legends and celebrate the music of New Orleans. And, well, what inspired you as a New Yorker to do this?
Well, I had the good fortune, and sometimes people would say dubious luck, of being bitten with the New Orleans bug. My college roommate was from New Orleans.
Cool.
And a long time ago, we went down there for spring break. And you think they do spring break on the beaches? It's a totally different thing in New Orleans. And it was the music, the food, the party. I got bit by the bug, and I haven't found the cure.
And where are you from?
I grew up in New Paltz. And cool. I live up in Albany, New York right now.
Right on, neighbor. It's great that you are deep into the roots of New Orleans music. Now, what can folks expect besides a huge band of 8 to 10 people with horns? What kind of music can we expect, Tom?
Well, you can expect music that is, you probably won't know it. Maybe you will, but the point is that you'll hear the beat, you'll hear the horns and everything start rolling, and I challenge anybody to sit still at a Nolanauts show. It's been proven scientifically impossible. You'll feel it in your bones, and your bones will respond by wanting to get up and dance.
Who's playing the drums, Tom?
Well, my good friend Brian Lawler, who actually lives in New Orleans a lot of the year, and Joe Sobrero, and our percussionist, Dr. Pete Andriakos. That's our wall of sound.
Wow.
In the drum section.
Sounds large.
It's large, but the way we do it is that, you know, if you count how many hands and legs you got 12 arms and legs in that group, which allows you to be one super drummer versus three doing the same thing. So it's like having a rocket ship.
So this Saturday night, when it comes to, let's say, tributes or cover songs, who do you go to? Where's your well?
Well, we draw strongly from huge influences like the Dr. John, which you just played. We have a lot of Neville Brothers. You can't play this music without having a deep love of the Meters, the Radiators, on the funky rock side, and then really up right till today, huge fans of Trombone Shorty. So if you like Trombone Shorty or you've heard of him, you will totally love the Nolanauts. And other guys like John Cleary, who was a real legend down there, and he's was actually Bonnie Raitt's piano player for years. Yeah. So that kind of stuff.
Well, it's going to be a great night of booty shaking music. And, well, there's great food. There's beverages to be had. The sound is amazing at Hardiman Orchards, and you're going to get an incredible night of music. They're going to mix it up. They're going to give you some funk. They're going to give you some rootsy New Orleans soul music and so much more. This band will rock your socks off. Indeed.
Well, thanks, Rick.
Yeah, and, well, how long has the band been the Nolanauts?
We're coming up on 5 years at this point. And if you, I mean, the pandemic obviously puts a hole in it, but, yeah. You know, as soon as it was safe, we've been recording and rehearsing. And we were doing a lot of live streams at some theaters up here, and like at WAMC and the Linda Theater.
Oh, cool.
Lark Hall, Cajos Music Hall. Like, so we've been playing big, we're a big band. We play big venues, and we've been doing it for about 5 years now.
Well, right on. Keep up the good work, and we can't wait to see you this Saturday, 7 o'clock at Hardiman Orchards, the Music in the Barn series. Visit hardimanorchards.org and get further information. It's going to be a great night. Get there early, have a bite to eat, pet a goat, and just hang out in the orchard for a little while. And then when that music kicks in, you'll be drawn kind of like that imagery of smoke and a finger kind of pulling you in, and before you know it, you're in the barn and your mind will be blown and your body will be moving by the Nolanauts. So don't miss out this Saturday, 7 o'clock show. Tom, thanks so much for being our guest this morning, and all the best to you and the band.
Thanks, Rick, and keep doing the good work you're doing at the station. I love it. Listen to it all the time.
Thank you so much. And your support means the world to us. So keep on rocking and keep the spirit of music in everyone's ears.
Right on.
Yeah. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Maybe it's time for a train ride.
All aboard! Take a ride on the Catskill Mountain Railroad's Catskill Flyer. Enjoy the sights and sounds of a vintage train and view the natural beauty of the Catskill.